This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. A healthy mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories.
So our next guest, it's not one of those random things again that we respond to.
We like random.
Yeah, we love it.
People who contact the show and want to come on and talk to us, I think that's really important because it means they probably listened at least once.
Or they've got something to say.
Or they googled us and just found us.
Or they perhaps have got something to say. So we have in the studio Bowie Stover and Lizzie Canters. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. So we received a random email from you saying that you were quite keen to come on the show. I think it came from you, Bowie, didn't it?
Yeah.
Out of the blue, came in from both of you saying that you operate a thing called the Fearless Movement Collective. And from what I could gather, it's about supporting rainbow families with personal training and nutrition. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly it.
So tell us what you do.
Yeah, so we provide online fitness and nutrition coaching for rainbow families and gender diverse people.
Online?
Online.
How do you do that?
So we provide it through our app. Yep, so Bo's our fitness coach and I'm the nutrition coach. And we both have our own apps, which Bo can send out training programs individualised to whoever... The individual person. And the same with nutrition as well. Yeah.
So this is a really cool thing. So anyone, but, you know, you're focusing on our broader community. And I think that's a fantastic thing. With this, how has the take-up of this been in... Sorry, first off, how long have you been doing this?
We started in January this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so not too long.
Has there been a bit more interest in this since this postal survey has got underway?
Not a bigger jump. We've done a lot of... like charity work. Yeah. We're members of Proud to Play as well, so we have been working a lot with them and just reaching out to the community and supporting them through... we've done Rainbow Family boot camps and we've run some group sessions as well just to try and bring everyone together.
Okay.
To know that even though, like, things are tough at the moment, that... it's still important to look after your body and be aware that
don't look around the studio too much. There's a bit of work to be done.
And the thing with rainbow families is that they love their families so much and they spend so much of their time and their money looking after their kids and their partners, and it's easy to forget about themselves.
Yeah.
But that's the most important thing, because you have to look after yourself to be able to look after the people that you love.
So tell us a bit about that. I mean, you said that rainbow families love their families so much. Is there any more? Do you have any evidence to back those?
Ooh.
Based on observation, experience?
I think from the rainbow families we've met, just because of the challenges and endeavours they have to take to even establish a family, not to say that they don't, like, they love them more than what a straight family would, but just I think with especially the current environment, it's just that...
it takes that extra step to actually create a family.
Yeah, the courage, the bravery, overcoming obstacles and challenges that, you know, heterosexual families don't have to deal with.
So you're targeting rainbow families. Why are you targeting rainbow families? And secondly, what if non-rainbow families wanted to participate in your programs?
That's a great question. So originally we had this passion to target the rainbow families. Well, target sounds kind of aggressive.
Well,
we wanted to
market.
Work with...
It's market speak.
we want to work with rainbow families to help them become confident and really create, like, healthy lifestyles that they can then give to their children and kind of show them how they can live in a positive way. But we've actually had quite a bit of interest from people who are non-rainbow families. So we've, in the last few days, especially, we went to the Inclusion and Sports Diversity... I said that in the wrong order.
Diversity, Inclusion in Sport Forum.
Yesterday.
Didn't even know that was on.
Yeah, it was really interesting, actually. It was a lot of sporting organisations from across Australia that came together and they were talking about all the different types of inclusion. It was not just gender diversity, but as well as disability and stuff like that. So it's really kind of opened our eyes after we've been approached by the people that we have outside of Rainbow Families to allow for a broader range of contact that we can make within the larger community as well, because we don't want to just like exclude anyone just because they're not within that demographic that we had originally anticipated providing the services for.
We want to be inclusive and we want to open up our services to more than just rainbow families, to all people in the LGBTIQ plus spectrum, because people want training and a lot of people don't feel comfortable going to gyms and don't feel comfortable getting out and doing anything fitness that's where they may not feel welcome and included. And we want to provide that to all people, not just rainbow families.
Mm. We ordinarily don't do advertorials.
And we're not now.
And we're not now. But I'm going to ask you to inform our listeners on how they can engage with the programs that you're promoting. So how does somebody out there in listener land participate in one of your fitness programs and one of your nutrition programs? How do they do that?
Yeah, great. Well, the best way would be to go to Facebook and find us on Facebook, Fearless Movement Collective, and or go to our website, which is fearlessmovement.co.
Yeah.
And just contact us.
Great. Yep. Simple as that.
That's the way.
We like to keep it easy.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We like talking to people through Facebook because that's where everyone hangs out.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Just go find us there. Yeah.
And so you've built these apps on your own?
No.
We didn't build them. They're actually like companies that build them and we hire it from them. So it's a platform.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, even that's creative. I mean, for somebody, you know, my generation who barely knows how to switch on an app. Well, I'm not that bad. But that's a pretty creative way to do it as well.
It's so been a big learning curve trying to figure it out and figure out how it all works.
Yeah. Yeah. So can I ask how many clients you have? Is that the language that you use?
It is.
Yeah.
We currently have a small client base, which is why we're reaching out to that greater community as well. I think just giving other people the opportunity to receive our services will be good.
Yeah.
it's intimate.
Okay, that's great. That's cool. And does it cost?
All our online training is on a subscription base, so it ranges from $15 to $50 a week. So there's a few different tiers that people can come and sign up for depending on the amount of support that they want to receive from us. So we can make it like as cheap and easy as possible while still getting the good service, or we can make it really hands-on and in-depth where they just get like as much support as they need to really kind of jumpstart their fitness journey.
Well, I think that's been pretty amazing. Fearless Movement Collective.
I think it's a great initiative because people want to access stuff online.
Yeah.
It's so, you know, they can do it when they need to, how they need to, at the level they need to. It's perfect.
That's right.
Exactly.
We're all about
good
convenience.
Good and
stuff.
We can make it cheaper that way. We realise that not all people have, like, lots of expendable income and they don't have all the time in the world to go somewhere. So this way they can do it. It's an affordable price and they can do it whenever they want.
And what a fantastic initiative.
Yeah.
Thank you for reaching out. I think this is great. It's great to have you in the studio. Bowie and Lizette.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
The Fearless Movement Collective. Look them up on Facebook or on the internet.
That's right.
Fearlessmovement.com. Co. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yep. And participate in a range of really interesting nutrition and personal training programs.
Absolutely. Yep.
And the podcast will be up later today.
Today, will it?
I hope so.
Gee, that's good.
We took a picture of you. So your picture will be up on the podcast as well.
So if you want to promote our podcast as well on your Facebook site, you're most welcome to.
Yeah. Oh, we will. We'll spread the word.
Cool.
Macca, can I just say I was really...
No, you can't.
I was really impressed with Bowie and Lizzie.
They were
great.
I mean,
he's two young people who've used their own initiative, used some existing platforms, modified them to actually work and support our community. How impressive are they?
Yes.
Seriously, how impressive. Love them to bits.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.